Hi, everyone. I'm Annika. I'm a senior graduating from Cal this month. And almost 4 years ago, I showed up at Cal as an anxious freshman who had just come from a really tough time in high school. I felt like I was leaving my hometown without friends or self-confidence, and all I wanted was to find community here in Berkeley. I remember coming to First Press, one of the first Sundays of college, and standing in the plaza after service, looking back and forth from the crowd of people I didn't know to my Unit 3 dorm, and wondering if I should just run back to my room before anyone saw me standing alone. It's no exaggeration to say that choosing to stay that Sunday and connect with people here was a life-changing decision. So much of who I've become has come from the influence of this church community, and so many of my favorite memories of college have been with the people I met here. Through being in Focus and living in the 242 house, I received so much love and support from the people in the Focus community. But I also received this love through the wider church, through volunteering with middle school, community life, even serving on staff one summer with children's ministry. Everywhere I went, people not only welcomed me, they saw me. It was like the people I encountered knew things about me before I was able to see them myself. That I'm beloved, that I'm strong, I'm enough, I belong. And slowly, as you all reflected this back to me, I've been able to see bits and pieces of it for myself. Coming up on graduation, I am reminded not only of the transition ahead of me, but also the transitions that I've already been through during college. During my last Focus worship night the other week, I looked around the room and saw not only the community present with me now, but also could vividly see faces of so many friends who are no longer around. Every year I've been here, there have been goodbyes as people have moved away and sometimes as relationships have ended painfully. These goodbyes got harder and harder every year as I lost so many of the people who I first found belonging and acceptance with. I wondered if I would ever find that again without them, and how my heart could handle losing so many people who meant so much to me. I resonate deeply with a passage that Ryan is preaching on today, because I too have often felt like Mary after Jesus is crucified, abandoned, lost, and heartbroken. And in every transition and loss, I have experienced two temptations. The first is to despair without hope over what I no longer have. The second is to shrug off the loss and minimize it, to tell myself that what has ended really wasn't that great to begin with. But Jesus invites us into a third option. What we lose in every transition is real, and we see that Jesus doesn't stop Mary from crying. I know that the community I found in college isn't something I'll ever quite find again, and the people who are no longer in my life leave a hole that will never be replaced. But we can also see that these moments and relationships point us back to a God who is always bringing about love and healing everywhere. I can trust that Jesus is ahead of me and beside me through every transition, even if he's in places I don't initially recognize him in. I'll close with one of my first memories of my time at Focus, early my freshman year, one night at the 242 house. I was hanging out with a few students who lived there who were writing a song about the homeless population in Berkeley and how we don't often love them very well. We stayed up late talking about this, and at the end of our conversation, they insisted that I spend the night. As I laid on their couch, it was in that moment I began to hope that I could one day call this place my home too. It's a simple memory, but it's one of the strongest and happiest moments I can remember in my life. The reason it matters so deeply to me is because it so clearly pointed me to God, a God who fights the greatest injustices and yet intimately welcomes each and every one of us home. Thank you.